As I recall, there was something else that happened too, and that was that you were really concerned about your husband.
Yes, my husband was suffering from psoriasis.
And this was an ongoing problem for quite a period of time.
I think for 18 years.
18 years. So you after you seeing results, you mentioned it to him, and perhaps maybe there was a little reluctance in first, but ultimately he did decide to take the leap. And for that, we've got Chet Epperson right here. And so, Chet, what was your experience of the evaluation?
Okay, Paul. Hi. It was a good evaluation. And, of course, he kept saying, uh-huh, and you're going to be surprised what you hear, which when it came out, I wasn't really all that surprised because I suspected a lot of things. And after 18 years of suffering from psoriasis, of course, it starts out small and it just gains and gains and gains. It got to a point this January that I had to do something. I was probably 85% covered. It was bleeding. I couldn't sleep nights. It really hurt. I was back on to UV treatment, and I've had all kinds of treatments prior, and I thought, well, can't lose.
Well, what kinds of treatments actually had you had for this? You say this is an 18-year condition. So what sorts of treatments were you, did you get for this problem?
To start with, it was minor, so I had topical applications, different ointments that were given, and I put them on with small success. It was livable. It was small lesions here and there, and they came and went. That worked fairly well for probably 8 years, and then it got worse and worse, and then I went to see a dermatologist again, a different dermatologist, and they started me on a UVB treatment, which had quite a bit of success. It brought it down probably 70% successful, but it never did clear. And so we switched to Apuva, which is a UVA treatment, and you have to take meds before the treatment, and they kind of upset your system for a while. It did a lot better. Took methotrexate along with it. It brought things down to about 80% success. And that was about it. But that's livable after you've had it really serious. It no longer really itches so bad that drives you crazy. So now you can live with it. So that's kind of acceptable. And I did methotrexate for a while, but it started to upset my system. I started getting tingling in my left arm, and I started getting cramping in my neck. And I went, now this is not good. I'd better quit. So I did. And the dermatologist says, you're lucky because sometimes it doesn't return back to normal.
So basically what happened was is you took these things and it appeared that you were getting some success because the symptoms were disappearing. And yet, you know, little by little, here comes the creepy little side effects. And like the doctor says, you were lucky that you stopped in time and things sort of started to return. But of course, once you stopped the drugs, what happened?
Well, I stopped them, and all of a sudden things flared up seriously, and it got real, real painful. It's like you're bleeding all the time. It's like you have road rash. It just it hurts, and at night you can't sleep well, so now it's time to get serious. So I started the UVA treatments again. We also tried a series of Amiviv before that, and it's a new drug on the market, and it was minimal successful. It didn't really give me any side effects, but I didn't think it was worth trying a second one. It's like a $14,000 treatment, and it's serious. So my wife had been coming to you for a while, and I thought, well, let's try this. It's nothing else is really working, and it can't hurt.
So basically you got the evaluation. I mean, this is, and I know the folks out there. I know that there are many of you who are suffering from psoriasis. I mean, this is one of the most common skin problems out there. And taking drugs and hoping to get things better, but experiencing side effects, certainly like Chet has. So we did the evaluation. I indicated exactly what you needed to do, and what was the result?
I started the program, and within 3 weeks, it was just about gone. I was still doing the UVA treatments, which I was doing three times a week to start with. I brought them down to two times a week. I brought them once a week, and then I quit them. And today I'm just about totally free, and I have no problems. It's great.
So basically, but the just to be clear, the UV treatments actually, you had stopped sort of prematurely in the process, noticing that the improvement was so dramatic that you wanted to see if there was what was doing what, right?
Exactly, but it's kind of scary when you've had that much psoriasis to quit a UV treatment that you know helps, but all of a sudden it's like the treatments before never reacted like this. In 3 weeks, they were gone, and I'm going, and every morning, even today, I wake up looking at myself going, is it back? Is it back? It's not back. Am I lucky?
And I can tell you, folks, that he's a little teary-eyed talking to me about it because when this kind of thing happens, you know, it seems like it's a miracle. But the bottom line is, it is just simply your body at work. You find out what the hidden health problem is, what the missing piece is, and your body does the work. So we have a man sitting here who is essentially clear, save maybe a spot on an elbow or so, where his body was anywhere between 85% and 95% covered. And then he visited his dermatologist. And this is a very interesting thing, and I want you to talk about this. So you visited the dermatologist. This is after you're totally clear, of what you've been experiencing. And what happened there?
At first, she looked me over, and she was really shocked that I was clear. And she had known how bad I was 2 months before that. And this really doesn't really happen. And as I was going out and talking to the nurses, one of them made a comment like, we don't lose patients because they get healthy.
We don't lose patients because they get healthy. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm like, I don't usually get speechless, but I'm sort of speechless. So, but let me ask this. If for anybody out there who has been suffering for, you know, any length of time, whether it's with the blood pressure or the psoriasis or with pain or with any other types of things, what would you suggest?
Well, I'd say come on in, because everything I've tried, I wouldn't stop what you're doing, because if it's working or not, that's one thing. But I'd come in because this does work. I was really skeptical at the beginning. I said, well, I'll try it, but I really don't have much trust in it. But guess what? It works.